Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Welcome into a shortened edition of WWL Sports Talk. 5:30 coming up. LSU baseball opening up. SEC play at Texas A&M. Right now, though, Jeff and I have the privilege of welcoming in new Saints defensive tackle Nathan Shepherd. Who dat, Nathan? How's it going today?
What's up, fellas? Thank you for having me.
Well, welcome to New Orleans. How was the introduction to everyone in the facility and finally getting to put pen to paper today?
No, it was definitely great. The facility looks amazing. Definitely happy to be here. Looking, just driving through, seeing the city, taking it all in. It just feels great.
Yeah, I've always wondered, you know, as the big bodies in the interior come into a food city, have you considered where your first kind of big dinner is going to be at?
I got a few different spots that I'm considering right now, but I definitely got to hit some crawfish up, and okay. I'm big on oysters, so those are definitely on my hit list.
Good. That's a better answer than Derek Carr, who ended up at Chipotle, and we all know that's the...
Unfortunately, I heard about that, so you know what? I'm going to do my best to the city to, you know, pick a better spot than that.
Okay, good. That's what I want to hear.
Nate, so have you gotten a chance to talk to any of the defensive coaches so far, like a Todd Grantham, and just wondering what they've been telling you so far about New Orleans?
Not in person. Still looking forward to that.
Okay.
Over the phone a little bit. Just today was hectic. A lot of imaging things that I had to get taken care of first. So just days wrapping up now, but I'm definitely going to look forward to meeting everyone else in person, OTAs and whatnot.
You know, Nathan, I'm always curious, you know, when you're with another organization, you know, what has been kind of your perception of the Saints from afar? And, you know, what made you want to be here in free agency?
Definitely, I know the standards for their defense, just something that I could appreciate, something I recognize coming from New York. Definitely bringing what I have to this table and, you know, helping this team.
And, you know, what is that? What would you consider to be your strength as a player?
I definitely play very aggressive. That's just how I feel the game should be played, my position specifically. Mm-hmm. Defensive line, that's where everything starts. You know, the team goes as the defensive line goes. Can't win a game without that. Everyone needs to contribute, don't get me wrong, but defensive line, we're the tip of the spear, and team goes as we go.
Well, Nate, I know the Saints, you carry on a long tradition of Senior Bowl players that this team loves to bring in. I know it seems so long ago, but what do you remember, honestly, about that experience over there? I know, unfortunately, you ended up suffering a broken hand over there, but overall, did you get to talk to the Saints at all that year? Do you remember?
There were several teams. I do believe we were able to talk with the Saints a little bit, but from Senior Bowl to here, wow, that was such a long time ago. I think my favorite part about that, though, was being able to go against D1 talent. Again, being a D2 player, sometimes there's a little asterisk next to that, but being able to go to the Senior Bowl, put my hat in with everyone else, and you know, just eliminate that.
Yeah, obviously, you come from – actually, help me out. How do you pronounce the – is it Ajax?
So Toronto, Ontario.
Okay.
Ajax is like a suburb of Toronto.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting to me because, you know, David Onyemata left town, and he always had the best nickname, in my opinion, which was the Manitoba Mauler. And so, you know, if we got to figure something out here, I'm thinking the Ajax Assassin. How does that sound to you?
You know what? If it sticks, it sticks.
All right. But, you know, just kind of generally speaking, obviously you came out of D2. Is there kind of like a mantle? You know, there's all these kind of big-time program players coming out. And is there almost like a point of pride, a chip on your shoulder, coming from the, you know, humble beginnings? I think it was Fort Hayes, if I'm remembering that correctly, as you kind of make it work in the NFL, whereas, you know, you see these guys, oh, it's like Ohio State, Tennessee, and it's like, okay, I want to prove that, you know, it's this is what you can do from the level that I came from?
I mean, for me, look, I understand everyone has their own story. I just understood this is my process. This is my path. It made me everything I've gone through, everything I've been through has brought me to this point here. So the way I look at it, there's nothing wrong whatsoever. At the end of the day, you know, the point of college is just to get your foot in the door. And then what you do from that is up to you.
Talking with Saints defensive tackle Nathan Shepherd, you came at a pretty good time of year right now. You might have missed Mardi Gras, but St. Patrick's Day is definitely in full swing here. Will you be able to stick around and enjoy the parade going on today, or do you have to head out?
We're going to see. You know what, driving, not even back at the hotel yet, but driving by, I'm already seeing a couple floats on my way. But we're definitely going to have to see. Definitely got to hit up some food first, and then we'll go from there.
I would definitely recommend you find one of the best spots for a roast beef po' boy, extra gravy, extra messy, and just get some extra napkins. You'll be great.
Got you.
Really appreciate the time. Best of luck here, Nathan Shepherd. I'll be talking to you soon, and definitely, you know, OTAs, training camp, all that will be rust around the corner, and look forward to talking to you more. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. Until next time, appreciate it.
For sure. Go Thanks Saints. Man.
Who dat? All right, that was Saints defensive tackle Nathan Shepherd.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.